Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. Yes, I know. I'm a little tardy. Sorry. The dogs are still outside, and they just do not want to come in. So it's one of those things. I'm here to cover the week of April 14th through the 22nd. So what do we have going on in this week ahead? Well, first of all, we have Mars moving into Pisces tonight. For you guys listening live, it moves into Pisces at 11:06 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to travel through Pisces until May 24th. So this is going to fire us up. It is far more active and busy with our Piscean themes, which means, you know, getting into our spirituality, getting into romantic and fantasy and imagination, our artistic pursuits, you know, everything dreamy and sweet, getting busier with institutions, research, and investigations as well. If you've had some bad habits you're trying to kick or some addictions you need help with, this can help, you know, get you totally active doing something about it as well. And it's a very mystical, magical placement. So it might be a far more active time for signs and dreams and messages from beyond the veil. So if you're interested in that, you can pursue that and get a little bit more going there. So next, on Saturday the 16th, we have, our full moon in Libra. And, excuse me, this is peaking at 2:55 p.m. Eastern. And so, you know, some of you may have your peak experience Friday in the buildup. Some of you may have your peak experience on Saturday, because we'll be in Libra moon both days, right? And the closer we get, the more intense it gets. And so we're really focused on different kinds of relationships. And this may be about a romantic partnership, a business partnership, what's going on with your clients, your representatives, your specialists, your competitors, advocates. Any kind of serious relationship, we see things are coming to a climax with these people in our lives. Also, this can be about things that are coming to a climax around justice, equality, fairness, balance in our life. So if you've been striving to reach a goal there or wrap something up there, you can see that as well. And as with all full moons, you know, this is either about bringing something to a close, or it is about everything you've been working towards finally happening. And, you know, so that can be closure, but it also can be celebrations and achievements. And so there you have that. Then on Easter Sunday, happy Easter, everybody, we have Mercury and Venus getting together in a very lovely alignment. So Mercury is in Taurus. Mercury is going to want to, you know, talk about the things we value, the things that bring us pleasure, the things that we are building. It can be a day where we're hearing about or communicating about or getting together to give gifts or to make purchases, to focus on what we're doing with our possessions or our income as well. And then linked to Venus, you know, this can bring love or beauty or pleasure, or again, focus on the money side of things in some kind of opportunity. And it's happening in Pisces, so, you know, could be linked to that romantic person, the artistic pursuits, the spiritual practices, the institutions, the research. So it looks like a beautiful thing for that day. And then finally, on Tuesday the 19th, we have the sun moving into Taurus for 30 days. And so this really spotlights this arena of values, pleasures, the things we're building, our income, our purchases, products, and possessions, and is asking us to show up physically, you know, and get involved in something there, or to make it personal. Maybe you're putting your name to that purchase or that, you know, or maybe it's about your title with your income or your brand or image, something personal to you involved in this. So this is where we're seeing everything illuminated for 30 days. And so if we work with that energy, it can be a more positive thing. I'm sorry for the cough, you guys. I have not had a cough. I just think it's really dry in here, and I've been running around like a crazy girl. So sorry. I will try not to cough on you guys. So that's it, guys. It's kind of like clear-cut, sweet, to the point with our energy this week. Although, you know, with some of it being in Pisces, that can be, you know, elusive and metaphysical. And you know the drill, right? So, all right. So let's look at the signs. For Aries, you know, this is your ruler Mars now going into Pisces. So starting Thursday the 14th at 11:06 p.m. Eastern and until May 24th, you know, you are going to be really seeing your passion, your vigor, your fire, your, you know, motivating forces and sometimes your anger now playing out through that watery field of like no boundaries. So, you know, don't tick off an Aries right now. It'll sizzle and then, you know, get really crazy. But for you guys, you know, this is going to help you guys motivate and do things in those artistic arenas romantically. Could be very passionate for you guys over the next weeks, spiritually with the institutions, with the research or, you know, trying to come out from behind closed doors and or plan for that and put things in motion so that you're ready up ahead when Mars moves into your sign. The full moon on the 16th is about a relationship, just straight up for Aries. So, you know, something that you're wrapping up or ending or something that is celebratory or coming through and being achieved with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And for some Aries, you know, if you haven't been in relationship with some of these people, you could be marking an ending to that chapter and, you know, being prepared to open up for new people coming in when we get to new moon territory with that later on. So there you have that. And then on Easter Sunday for Aries, you know, some talks, some offers, some decisions about what you're doing with your income, purchases, products, possessions, values, things you're building, and how this is connected to something about love or money, beauty or pleasure, and those Piscean themes of your artistic, romantic, or spiritual life or with institutions or research. And then by Tuesday the 19th, when the sun moves into towards Aries, you know, this is definitely going to be giving you that shot in the arm to show up and start making the money or to show up and really do something with that product of yours or the possessions that you have or the purchases that you want to make. So you're physically in there, you're standing out, you're drawing attention here that can help you take the edge, take the lead a little bit, make it about your interest. Maybe you're buying some cute stuff for yourself. I don't know. But it is about you in this field. And so I think you'll get busy there starting Tuesday onward. For Taurus, Mars moving into Pisces Thursday evening, the 14th, and staying there until May 24th, really going to fire you guys up with your social life, getting way more busy with friends and associates and groups and gatherings, what you're doing online. With astrology or charities also falls into this category. Could be just in pursuit of an aspiration of yours, a lot more energy here to do something. And so you want to make the most of that. You just want to try to avoid the angry side of Mars during this time frame. And then on Saturday the 16th, we have that full moon in Libra. So hitting that peak experience with a key individual for Taurus about your work or health or the animals or involving paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So again, wrapping something up and achieving that goal or celebrating something, marking your endings as something comes to a climax there. Easter Sunday, the communication for our Taurus, you guys might be in lots of meetings with people, short trips, on the phone, on the internet. I mean, you're just like all over it, right? So there's a lot of communications here, and it links to love, beauty, pleasure, money, one of those possibilities through the socializing, through the online stuff, through the opening up about your aspirations. So if you're invited to something on Easter Sunday, I would say the Tauruses should probably go. Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into your sign, Taurus, for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you guys, letting you guys stand out, make it about you and what you want. You can focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your needs, and just get busy about it. You know, this is your time to shine. For Geminis, Mars moves into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening and stays there until May 24th. this is getting you guys busy on the career front with personal goals, with aspirations, with your status, your reputation, your fame, or with those higher up people, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers. So lots going on over the weeks ahead. You can get, you know, into the artistry, the spirituality, the romantic side of those goals. You can work with institutions on the career front or with that higher up person, you know. So definitely going to give you a lot of motivation and activity there. By Saturday the 16th, the full moon peaks in your fifth house, Gemini. So something that is climaxing with a lover or your love life or the kids or some kind of creative project or recreational pursuit. So you're reaching that peak moment. You're celebrating. You're achieving. You're having your breakthroughs. You're wrapping up what you've been working towards, or you're marking endings if you're done with something in that story. Then on Easter Sunday, we have the opportunity alignment for Gemini. This brings news, talks, decisions that are focused on the artistry, the spirituality, the romance, the institutions, the research, the development, and links it to something about love or income, beauty or pleasure. Doors are open here when it comes to goals there. So yes on that, right? And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus. This is your 12th house, Gemini. So for the next 30 days, really spotlighting you behind the scenes, the things you're showing up for, that you are digging into, researching, dealing with those institutions, what you're doing in your romantic life, in your spiritual life, or in your artistic life. Okay, now the dogs want to come in. So I'm going to walk with you guys. So if it sounds a little weird, you know why? Well, I can hear one of the dogs wants to come in. The other one is like barking its little cute head off, which I'm sure the neighbors love. All right, so Cancer. Mars moving into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening and staying there until May 24th. This is going to get you guys a lot busier with bees. Come on. Oh, good, good. Emma came too. All right. We got the dogs in. All right, I'm back. Cancer, this gets you far busier over these weeks ahead with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, educational pursuits, whether you're taking classes or teaching classes, legal agreements, travel plans, situations at a distance, anything involving ceremonies. Excuse me, puppy. Don't let me, please. Thank you. Oh, sorry. anything with religion or politics. So fire it up, get busy, get passionate, motivate, do things there. Just try to avoid the angry side of that. And then on Saturday the 16th, we have the full moon. So Cancer, this is something to a climax about your home or in the home, something with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So again, it can involve key individuals, that representative, the partner, the clients, the specialists, etc. And as things are climaxing here, they are, you're wrapping something up there, you're marking endings, you're celebrating, you're achieving. So big moments there. On Easter Sunday, the 17th, we have the lovely opportunity alignment. And so for Cancer, lots of talks or news or meetings or decisions involving your friends and the groups, the gatherings, the parties, the online interests, or maybe focused on astrology or charities or aspirations. And this is linked to love, income, beauty, pleasure, and what is happening in that field about travel, distance, legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, political themes. I know that's just a ton to think about, but it looks good, right? And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus. So for 30 days, this puts the spotlight on Cancer's social life. And so you guys can start getting in there and start showing up and having some time with your friends, with your groups, or with your, you know, making it personal with your image or brand or name or title online, or, you know, about your aspirations or your original projects, your astrology, your charities. So yeah, show up, Cancer. Put your image or brand out there if you want to stay in your cell, or get in there, you know, and just be part of it. For Leo, Mars entering Pisces tonight, Thursday the 14th in the evening, and staying there all the way and fire you up sexually, reproductively, financially. It could be about a divorce, a birth, or a death that you're getting very, you know, having more to do and deal with, if, you know, if this is happening in your life right now. Also could be that there's a lot more going on in third-party situations for you. So, you know, obviously, Mars in the house of sex is very passionate and, you know, sexy. So there's that. And Mars in the house of the financials, you might just decide you really need to do something about the taxes, the inheritance, the investments, the settlements, the insurance policies, alimony, child support, those kind of things. So it will give you that edge. It will help you guys really motivate, get things done. Out of the angry side of Mars as best you can, because this can definitely be a good motivator. On Saturday the 16th is the full moon peak. This is building Friday and peaking Saturday. And for Leo, bringing some kind of big culminating moment in a big important talk or piece of news coming your way, or a meeting that's happening. It could be about a big sale, your writing, your interviews, your offers, your decisions. And in the physical realm, Leo, this could be something that is culminating with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, short trips, local activities, if I didn't say that already. Excuse me. And it pivots around a focal key person, you know, because this is Libra. So whichever one of these things it is, Leo, it is, involving that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, you know, somebody key in your life. So big wrap-ups, endings, achievements, celebrations by Saturday there. On Easter Sunday, the 17th, we have this opportunity alignment. So for Leo, you know, news coming in, talks, meetings, offers, decisions that are about personal goals, about your career, about authority figures, parents, bosses, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, those type of people. So connecting in these ways and then linked to this opportunity with Venus for love, for money, for beauty, for pleasure in that very deep, powerful house of yours, Leo, about sex and finances and third party. So doors open there. And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days. Leo, this is going to put a big spotlight on your career, your status, your fame, any personal goals that you're striving towards, and those authority figures again. So it's about you showing up and getting more involved in these things while the sun is shining on you, allowing you to stand out, allowing you to make it about yourself. You can be there physically. You can involve your name, your brand, your title, your image, you know, on the career front with personal goal, with these higher up people. So make the most of that. For Virgo, Mars heading into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening and staying until May 24th. Wow, you know, Virgo, firing things up in relationships, a lot more action going on with those partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and the like. Getting you busy, you know, motivated. We're going to do things with these people now. There can be, like I said, there can be more passion here, but there can also be anger and fight, so you have to kind of ward that side of it off to get the most out of this, but it can definitely help you make things happen there. Saturday the 16th, the full moon, Virgo, this is bringing something to a climax for you about your income, your purchases, products, possessions, gifts, values, the things you're building, the things that bring you pleasure. And so, you know, a key individual is involved in that, whether it's the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, whoever this person is, but something finally coming to this peak where you're wrapping up what you've been working towards, or you're celebrating something, achieving something, ending something that you're done with there. So that peaks by Saturday. Easter Sunday brings an opportunity. So Virgo, you know, news coming in, talks, meetings, decisions about travel or with somebody at a distance or involving media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, educational pursuits, legal needs, ceremonies, religion, politics. And it links, this is a lovely one for Virgo, it links to Venus. Doors are open here through one of those realms to connect with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some other key relationship about Venus, love, income, beauty, pleasure. So it looks very nice. And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days, putting a spotlight on those travel or distant situations, legal agreements, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you're showing up, Virgo, you're getting into the mix physically, or your name, your brand, your title, your image, your identity is out there in one of these realms and you're standing out, you know, the sun's spotlighting you there. So make the most of that. For Libra, Mars is heading into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening, staying there until May 24th. Libra, getting you guys super active and motivated and all fired up and busy with work projects, pursuit of work, with health interests, with the animals, with paperwork, coworkers, hired help, cleaning and organizing if that's your bag, you know. And so I'm sorry, somebody's like texting me and I'm reading in the middle of my show. Sorry. I'm easily distracted tonight, I guess. So, you know, Libra, this is going to definitely help you make things happen there, get you more passionate about what you're doing, bring a lot of activity there. Just stay away from the angry side of it if you can so you don't get sidetracked. Saturday the 16th, that full moon is in your sign, Libra, so you're kind of the center of attention. Friday in the buildup, Saturday at the peak. So one of those 2 days or both of those days, you know, there's these peak moments for you, about you, can be others noticing you or celebrating you in some way, or it can be something you've been striving for with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, something personal to you that is finally coming to this climactic moment where you're, you know, having your breakthroughs, your achievements, your celebrations, you're wrapping things up, or you're ending something that you're done with there. Easter Sunday is bringing opportunity for news, talks, meetings, decisions for Libra about financial topics, sexual attractions, reproductive interests, divorce or birth or death, if that's happening in your life right now, or any third-party situations. And it's opening it up and linking it to something in that work or health or animal field or with the paperwork, coworkers, or hired help around love, money, beauty, or pleasure with Venus there. So doors open for that. And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun heads into Taurus for 30 days, putting a spotlight on Libra's sex life, reproductive life, their financial interests, the divorce, any birth or death that are going on in their life at present, or anything with those third-party situations. So you're diving in, you're showing up, you're center stage there, making it about your interests, getting physically involved or involving your name, your title, your brand, your image, your needs in that story. Definitely helps you stand out and percolate a little bit more there. So make the most of that. All right, for Scorpio. Scorpio, on Thursday the 14th, Mars moves into Pisces evening and is going to be traveling there until May 24th. Wow, Scorpio, you know, this is firing up all kinds of passion and action with your love life or lover, with your kids, with your creative projects and or recreational pursuits. So you can have a lot of fun and get really, you know, a lot more happening there, more the more passionate side of this or motivated side of this. Just be aware that Mars can also spark fights and anger there, so try to avoid that side of it so you get the most out of it. By Saturday the 16th, we have the full moon in Libra. So for Scorpio, this is in your 12th house. So sometime in Friday in the buildup or Saturday as it peaks, you can have that climactic moment around an artistic interest, you know, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, whatever artistic thing you're involved in, or that climactic moment around a romance or your spiritual life or something magical or psychic or otherworldly or something wrapping up about your rest and recuperation period, right? Or with institutions or research or with addictions or secrets or deceptions. So, you know, key people involved in this, partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, something Libra, relational dynamic in that picture as you're in that celebratory achieving mode or wrapping things up or ending what you're done with there by Saturday afternoon. Easter Sunday brings opportunity for Scorpio with your talks, the news coming in, the offers, the meetings, the decisions that involve a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, some key individual. And it links it in this opportunity with lovers, kids, creative projects, recreational pursuits about the love or the income, the beauty or the pleasure. Looks very nice. And then by Tuesday the 19th, we have the sun moving into Taurus for 30 days. This puts a big old spotlight on Scorpio's relationships. So, you know, urging you guys to get in there, get physically more involved or more personally involved with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and the like. You know, this can help you guys stand out. It can help you pursue your interests with these people. So I would say the combination of Mars, you know, getting you more active with lovers and kids and creative projects and recreation, and the sun spotlighting you in relationships, it looks like a really good period if you are proactive about it. For Sagittarius, Mars is moving into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening and traveling there all the way until May 24th. So this means a lot more going on at home, about your home, with a move, a renovation, your real estate deals, or with your family, your parents, your roommates, any interests you have in history or ancestry. So everything at the root of your chart. Really fire, you know, getting a lot more passion there, a lot more activity there. You could have some anger or fights there, so you want to try to do your part to avoid that side of things and really allow this to help you make things happen there, because it gives you that edge. By Saturday the 16th, we have the full moon in Libra for Sagittarius. This is social for you guys. So something climaxing, it could be in the buildup on Friday or Saturday as it peaks. And this for you guys could be something with a friend or an associate, with a group activity you're involved in or belong to, with something with clubs or organizations, with what's going on online for you, with astrology or charities for you, with parties, events, or gatherings. Also, Sag could be about your original projects, your freedom, or your aspirations in life. So big. And there's a key person involved in this, a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, somebody like that. So you're wrapping things up, you're celebrating, you're achieving, you're marking any endings sometime between Friday and Saturday. Then on Easter Sunday, we have opportunity for Sagittarius to hear things or get into talks or meetings or decisions about work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, and it's linked to this opportunity at home with the family, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the parents, the roommates, about Venus, about love or money, beauty or pleasure. So nice alignment there. And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days. Sag, this is going to kick off a spotlight on you guys at work. With coworkers, hired help, paperwork, with your health pursuits, and with what you're doing with animals over those 30 days. So it is a time to show up and pursue your interests there. You do stand out. You can take the lead a little bit more. And if it's not a physical involvement, you know, involve your name, your brand, your image, your title, your identity somehow in what's moving forward here. For Capricorn, Mars moves into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening and stays there all the way until May 24th. And so, Cap, a lot more happening in a passionate, motivated, driven, sometimes angry, but, you know, busy way with your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, and decisions, as well as what you're doing with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So, you know, just a ton more can be happening there. It can be a very vigorous, passionate, exciting time for you. Just lean away from the angry, fighting side of this energy. By Saturday the 16th, we have the full moon peak in Libra for Capricorn. This is the top of your chart. So something is climaxing around a personal goal of yours or your career or your status or fame or something with a higher up person like a parent, boss, judge, director, teacher, mentor, etc. So, you know, whether it's a personal goal, your career, your fame, or this authority figure, there's a key person here that you're dealing with, you know, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, somebody like that, and you're achieving these goals or celebrating something here or wrapping something up you've been dealing with or ending something that you're done with. By Easter Sunday, we have this opportunity as Mercury opens up news, talks, meetings, decisions with your lover or the kids or a creative endeavor or recreational pursuit, and it's tied to this opportunity with Venus for love, beauty, income, or pleasure. There could be some short trips or local activities in this for you, Capricorn, or just a lot of communication meetings and that kind of thing, but looks nice. And then by Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into that territory for Capricorn of true love and lovers, kids, creative projects, and recreation. So for 30 days, big spotlight there, Capricorn, urging you guys to get in there physically and, you know, get busy, pursue your interests there. You will stand out. It can help you, you know, go after what it is you want. Or involve your name, your image, your brand, your title, your identity, your needs in those arenas. All right, for Aquarius, Mars heads into Pisces Thursday the 14th in the evening. And so you will have this kind of fired up, driven, passionate, sometimes angry, but motivated and active energy in your arena of personal income, purchases, products, and possessions all the way until May 24th. So you want to make the most of that, be ambitious, go for things, just watch out for the angry side of it. Saturday the 16th, the full moon in Libra. This is bringing a climax for our Aquariuses or Aquarians in the territory of travel, distant situations, education, legal interests, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So something involving your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your competitors, your representatives, some key relationship interest, one of those routes is coming to a peak, building on Friday, peaking on Saturday. So wrapping things up, achieving, celebrating, marking any endings there. And then on Easter Sunday, the 17th, we have this opportunity opening up. So Aquarius, getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are focused on home, your family, a parent, your roommate, or on real estate deals, moves, renovations. And it links to Venus, which ties in with love or income opportunities, beauty or pleasure. And your second house also brings in purchases or possessions or products in the mix. So looking good there. And then by Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days. Aquarius, this means you are being urged to show up and get a lot more involved with your home, a move, a renovation, your real estate deals, your family, parents, or roommates. So helps you guys stand out, make it about what it is you want, pursue your interests. If you're not physically getting in there, then maybe it's personal. You're putting your name on the dotted line or you're involving your image, your brand, your title, your identity some way. But it is about what you can get involved with there. For Pisces, Mars has moved into, well, not at the time that I'm speaking, but by tonight, by Thursday the 14th at 11:06 p.m. Eastern, Mars moves into your sign, Pisces, and will be there until May 24th. So, gosh, our Pisces are going to be fired up. Our Pisces are always so dreamy and magical and, you know, otherworldly, and now they're going to be that, but, you know, with a lot of pep and vigor and fired up energy. So, you know, Pisces, it's time to get busy and go after the things that you want for yourself. It is time to feel the passion, feel the drive on a personal or physical level. It can spark anger in you from time to time, so you'll have to watch that. But it is really saying, hey, get yourself out there, do some things that you're interested in. And if you want to use this to focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, then yes, that's good too. Just watch the fighting side. Saturday the 16th is our full moon in Libra. So it starts to build on Friday. It peaks on Saturday. So you can have this climactic experience, Pisces, with your sex life or a sexual attraction, with a reproductive situation, with a divorce, with anything in the big financial arenas like, you know, loans, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or, you know, whatever other financial thing that could be coming to some kind of climax. Also, if you're in the middle of a birth or a death in your life, or I think I already said divorce, or dealing with third parties, those things can come to a climax as well. Obviously, Libra, this involves partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, or other serious relationships, as these big financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, third party situations culminate. So celebrating, achieving, wrapping something up, marking any endings by Saturday. On Easter Sunday, we have this opportunity. Mercury is in your third house, Pisces. Lots more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities could connect you with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, could be thoughts or decisions about a move or your vehicles or electronics as well. And linking to Venus in your sign, Pisces. So bringing the love, the money opportunities, the beauty, the pleasure to you, through you, about you, right? So Easter Sunday looks pretty nice there. Don't hide yourself away. And then on Tuesday the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus for 30 days. Pisces, this spotlights your talks, your meetings, your sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, as well as what is going on with you, with your brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So it is urging you to get in there and promote yourself, make it about your interests, get physically involved, involve your name, your brand, your image, your title, your identity, along with what it is you want, because the spotlight is on you here, and it can definitely help you stand out. So that is it, guys. Moments of puppy madness. Can be found. I do a daily if you guys want to know what's going on with the daily energy over on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. You can come join over there. If you have questions you want to ask, or you want to try to book something with me, I get to that page more than the other pages out there. Otherwise, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. And hopefully we don't have such an insane week this week as we have been having. And I wish you guys all well. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.